Welcome to Spaghetti Launchers, a world-building podcast where we throw spaghetti at the wall and it's up to you what sticks. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ethan. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about bridges.
Bridges, the thing that often connects to physical locations over a body of water, but sometimes it could be over just a really big drop. Or it's storming.
Storm.
It's storming currently, so there's a lot of lightning happening, and I don't know that we're going to cut it all out. So you might just get some lightning in this episode.
It's Have mood fun. And ambiance.
It's mood for the spooky topic of bridges. Bridges can be spooky. Do you know that? Like, you know the bridge in Venice, where they would the one that they would transport prisoners across the bridge to be executed, I believe.
I didn't know that, but you know, I like that.
I think it's the Bridge of Sighs, I believe, is what it was called.
Oh,
that's like the famous.
I had an idea for that for this episode called The Last Step, and it was a bridge that would show up in front of you right before you're about to die, and it was a bridge to the afterlife.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was called The Last Step.
Yeah. So then some other real world bridges are awesome. There's a lot of architectural marvels in this world that you can take inspiration from. You have the super projects, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, half of the bridges in modern China. But then you have the more historical, interesting bridges that I think have like a little more character, like the Bridge of Sighs. Ponte Vecchio in Florence is like probably my favorite bridge and is a heavy inspiration for my idea. A bridge that has shops on it. Stalls on it, so you can just go buy some jewelry or whatever on a bridge, which, you know, it's like there's a civilization built up on there. You've got the like Charles Bridge in Prague that's, you know, very historic and beautiful, and it's covered in all the fancy statues. Tower Bridge in London, famously not London Bridge.
No, that fell down.
Yeah, that fell down. But Tower Bridge, which is kind of like just a fortress bridge that does have a, you know, movable bridge doesn't seem. I think there's a more technical term.
The bridge has a movable bridge, Kyle.
It could open.
Yeah, it can
open. Yeah, it opens.
It opens. It allows for transport.
Yeah, because frequently bridges are blocking the waterway.
Yeah,
and you need to be able to move out of the way.
Baltimore learned what happened.
Oh Jesus, that's dark.
When you don't do that.
Well, no, that was a guy fucking ran into it.
Yeah, I know.
The bridge wasn't the problem. It was the driver. Yeah. So real world chock full of good bridges. I think in genre fic, we got.
Oh, you missed one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to talk
one. I want to talk about the Golden Bridge in Vietnam, because the Golden Bridge in Vietnam is a golden bridge that is held up by giant sculptures of hands. And it's just purely architecture.
It's cool.
And it's really fucking cool.
It gives strong vibes of, it's got like real Tolkien vibes. If you walked up to an ancient bridge that's just being hoisted by statues of hands, and in the Vietnam one is still all in good shape, but like imagine if it was like decrepit, like broken apart, ruined hands.
Yeah.
You know, because it was built 4,000 years ago.
Or not even built. I immediately saw that and thought, oh, petrified beings. Like ancient petrified beings or fossilized beings.
Yeah,
that had the
living in the body of an ancient being at the bottom of the ocean. That's this classic.
No, that's a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, just fucking pay attention. Totally lost my train of thought now.
Petrified beings.
Golden Bridge is really cool. Beings. Yeah,
I think
looks like that.
If you just cycle
go
through
up,
like
yeah.
modern bridges, you got a lot.
Yeah, just
I think I really want to give a shout out to the First Law trilogy, which I'm finishing reading now, so it's more on my mind, as you'll notice if you've listened to this podcast lately. In the second book there, they have a bridge that's super, super memorable to me, because there's a river that is so intense, it's deadly. Like, you cannot be in this river, you will die. It moves at like
light speed.
As it lightning behind you when you said that. But and it's also at the bottom of this deep gorge. So it's really hard to use.
Thunder hit as soon as you said deep gorge.
Like that movie that you were a big fan of.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The Gorge.
The Gorge.
Aptly named. Over which there, coincidentally, is no bridge.
Yeah, okay. Well, and in this case, so this river is so intense that you have to cross by a bridge. There's no other crossing other than, like, you can't build a bridge. You can't erect a new one. There's ancient bridges that exist, but most of them have been destroyed by time and by like the force of this river beneath it. But there's one bridge left. So you have to, so they have to like migrate to that one bridge to make the crossing, because no other bridge can be assembled, because no, the technology to build these bridges is lost. And I love that idea that like the last remaining location to cross, because we no longer have the tech to do this again.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That's super fun.
I think Game of Thrones also has a couple bridges that I think are notable. The Twins are technically bridges. Very Tower Bridge inspired. And then they go here in the show, but it's, you know, also in the books, is the Long Bridge, which is like it's in Bravos. It's, you know, connecting Volantis and somewhere else, wherever. But it's like a really, really long bridge that happens to also be like quite populated and crowded. And it seems like it's kind of inspired by Ponte Vecchio a bit too.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
I like that. I also really like the bridge in Arcane. As a bridge, pretty unremarkable, but as a story setting, very important, because it connects parts of Piltover and parts of Zaun. So it becomes a critical point for the story.
Uh-huh.
And
so it's like it opens with a battle on the bridge.
It opens with a battle on the bridge. I think it ends with a battle on the bridge too.
And the bridge has like a checkpoint in the middle of it. Exactly. It's very, very.
There is a lot of historical precedent to this. Bridges often are of very strategic importance. There's the significance of Martin Luther King crossing the bridge in Selma.
Yeah. Like it's the, it's just like a strange transition. Yeah, you know the bridge at Zaun where Martin Luther King crossed, and then you're like, Selma? Right, it was like the transition
there. Well, I'd already said there was historical precedent.
Yeah. But just imagine MLK crossing that.
Oh, God.
But yeah, like I think in the context of world building, you have, you're really stuck on this imagery now, aren't you? No.
Just how you were like, oh, you just skipped right there. I'm like, I distinctly didn't. There was full transitional material in there.
Oh, maybe. We'll see. Well, let us know if you think that was a transition that actually happened, or if I was right and it was kind of an odd transition to MLK.
I said there's historical precedent, you know, for bridges.
MLK would support the people of Zaun because they were being oppressed.
Yes, he absolutely would have.
But I think that's a really good point about it. Sometimes bridges can be popcorn world building of just, here's, look at this cool, interesting space. But they can also then be these critical points in a story because they're a location that symbolizes something powerful. It is a control point. It's a, you know, it's
transition between contrasting points or people. There's a lot of metaphor. We're building bridges. We're burning bridges.
And there's just
blah, blah, blah.
You just have economic and physical power by holding this massive, this enabling pathway.
Yeah.
Because
I like that phrase, enabling pathway. I think that's,
yeah, you could blow up that bridge and then people can't get there.
Just like the River Kwai.
Or Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, totally.
So, anyway, so let's move into our teasers of our ideas for today. What words would you describe your noodles with? What have you come prepared with?
Zack Snyder would love this.
Okay, so I'm automatically suspicious. Immediate
eye roll that Kyle
is. I spit my water out into my water bottle. Okay, I'm gonna be really bland with it and just say "City on a Bridge."
Yeah. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Fine.
Okay.
Well, fine then.
Mine doesn't seem fine. Okay. Okay.
Well, start, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
Kyle, start.
I would love to, but you're just, like, you're being really intimidating.
I'm not. I'm encouraging you to start.
Okay, I'll start.
You're going to start?
No.
Kyle, start.
Okay, we're done. As I said with the Ponte Vecchio bridge earlier, I love the idea of a bridge that is just heavily occupied and is used by people for everyday means. And is not just a means to get from one part of a city to another, but is itself a massive part of city life.
Yeah.
It is not a transportation pathway.
Not only a transportation pathway.
Correct. It is just treated like a regular street, neighborhood, whatever. Nice. So building off of that is where I'm really like emphasizing here, but some of this is open to how we want to flavor it.
Okay.
I want to have a a bridge that is so big and so populated, it itself is its own governing entity, and it is independent of the, like, it is basically like wedged between two kingdoms across a river.
Sort of like if the Panama Canal declared autonomy.
Sure. Yeah. I'm drawing a little bit here off of like Istanbul with the Bosphorus Strait, where you're like, these are two continents on different sides, and then like you have a city on each side, and then this bridge was, you know, built and then slowly developed and became bigger and bigger and so populated that they just then became, they like went to war basically and became independent and built for themselves the ability to like remove, to like debridge to like there's drawbridges on the ends or something, or it's able to like they've mechanicalized it so they can turn and they can like make it into like a fortress on the water instead and basically cut off the bridge passageway.
Yeah.
So then they were able to either through negotiation or through a straight up like little revolution become their own separate entity, not influenced by either one. I don't know how, the politics of that is another thing, but I'm really just focusing on having this bridge that is mechanically able to place itself in this unique position and then is so bustling that it is its own city.
I don't think there's a huge amount more to add to that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think what is interesting, there are a couple things mechanically that could be interesting. Actually, before I dive into that, first off, I have crossed that bridge in Istanbul and taken a, we did like a ferry tour around it. And it is wild to see the physical differences from one continent to another. The Asian side is so green.
Yeah.
So intensely green versus European side. It's crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was just, it was,
it was
almost 20 years ago.
I've got to assume that's cool. Just like the approach taken of the land owners in that area and not a byproduct. It is not that far. It can't just be ecologically that different.
I think you're wrong. I think it's ecologically unique. I completely agree with you. I think that is likely the case, but still it does make for very cool visual distinction.
Yeah.
The opportunities for mechanical things would be trying to figure out, okay, who has control over what side of the bridge? Do the gatekeepers on each end both, can either one of them decide to close the bridge, or do they both have to be there and in alignment about whether or not to keep the bridge open or closed?
That's a good question. I think
there are a couple ways to do that.
I think independent gatekeepers or drawbridge operators or whatever, because the bridge is so big and so disconnected that you need to have the ability to move and be nimble. If like, say there is an army trying to cross and you don't want to support this, then you have to pull that up fast. And say, you're cut off, you got to walk around. We're not participating in your war.
Well, and to that point, I think really the bigger question to answer is how do they physically maintain neutrality? How do they develop enough physical might to resist invasion like that?
I think it's the engineering. I think that's where I'm like, right. Make it big. So they can turtle up this thing. That's where like mechanically they move it and they start to like curl the bridge into a fortress where like it, when it's in a circle, it all fits perfectly and it creates like a platform kind of is formed across the center of this new circle, and the city can just kind of exist there. And maybe that's how it is most of the time. And that's then cool. It only unfurls into a bridge when there's a need.
That makes more sense.
That could be.
So there was a bridge that I saw when we were in the Netherlands recently. We saw a bridge open and close. And in the U.S., frequently it's the line is raise the bridges, and the bridge raises up and splits in half down the middle, and that's how ships pass through, right?
Yeah.
This one was different. It was the section of the bridge, or the middle section of the bridge that connected the two sides was on a rotating platform. So instead of splitting and going up, it rotated so that it went from connecting the two to being perpendicular. And that's how ships were able to pass through.
I could use a visual representation to me but for an audio medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our listeners are smart. Why do you hate our listeners? Why not? You have no, Kyle has no faith in you. I love you and I trust you. And our bridge is now burnt, Kyle.
Okay, you're going nuclear.
But I thought that was really cool to have this thing rotate on a fulcrum in like a propeller instead of raising and going up. And that would be the easy way to do it. So that way, literally the bridge itself not only is controlled on both sides, but also is located on a central pillar between these two nations. And it could even be something like it's centered around, maybe there's a naturally occurring landmass in the center that they could have built it around initially.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I think that is totally viable. I like the idea that the bridge itself is like a movable fortress of some kind. And is it like that? Maybe it's like, it's a bit of both worlds. It's, you know, there's multiple bridges. So say like day to day, the main bridge is curled up as I propose, as the fortress kind of thing. And just like its own little castle in the river. But then they have a small pedestrian bridge that they stretch out, and they basically, they're like, here's the if you need to get from one side to the other, here you go. We have a regular operational bridge. It's not particularly wide. It's not particularly big or great. But if you just are getting side to side, take this. In cases of...
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
In case you need to have a large amount of people moving, in case there is an army moving, in case of like holidays or specific instances, they unfurl the whole thing, and the two cities are wholly connected, and it's like a big party on the bridge, or everyone's welcome in to come hang out. But otherwise, it's more of like an isolated city day to day.
I like the idea of the land masses connecting only once a certain time period. And I think that could be a cool idea to flesh out in and of itself.
Like maybe just once a week.
Sure. Maybe
on Saturdays they connect it every other day of the week. No.
Sure, you could do that. I think that's really fun. I also just think you could go lean into what you said about having it be a mobile fortress. And what if the bridge is just a ship? Just a big ship that was originally designed for that. And then one day a captain said, nah, fam, I'm not part of this war between these two nations. I'm going to become my own independent party. And it's a city ship that sort of, you know, becomes like an independent party.
Okay. I take your ship and I raise it. What if the intent was to make
you
it
took a, my ship?
Yeah.
Go take a ship, Kyle.
That they were building the ship to act as this bridge, so they were going to be, you know, to move it around. And when they built the ship and like at the harbor, and then they went to go into the river to set it up, they went to do it and they had miscalculated, and they ground the ship in the water. Sure. It's now wedged and they can't move it. The ship is just broken and it's just permanently there now, and is this giant ship bridge that they just said, fuck it. Well, the bridge is there. We can't move it anymore, but at least we have a bridge and we'll leave it. And then most of this idea is like, and that's like totally different from the rest.
Completely
of the
idea. Different idea, but still fun.
No, but just taking the ship idea and just saying, well, yeah, they just, they accidentally beached a ship or you know, whatever. Like,
I think that's technically right.
Run aground, whatever it is.
You know? They grounded it.
Yeah. It's stuck. You know, and so then they just
ship no go.
Ship no go.
I also really do like that landmass connecting them only every once in a while. I don't know how that would work. I also would like it if it were only once a year, so that you could have this big, like, oh, this rejoining day type of annual holiday or celebration. I think that could be really fun. It's a rich area, but I like your idea of it being a city. The idea of it being an independent party, an independent city is really fun. Especially, I could imagine it not even necessarily being over water, but if you build it over a chasm, maybe the city could even build down from the bridge into the cavern, into the chasm. And then you have some, you know, typically architecture is built up. This one building down is very architecturally interesting. And I think that would be fun. High five myself for that one.
I apologize. It wasn't full attention to that idea because it was focused on the thing you said before. And I was thinking about what if it is only open like once a year, because the rest of the year, this is a fully moving fortress at the sea or whatever. And the people who occupy it are nomadic and they move around all the time. And they and they'll unfurl the bridge at different points across the world, and they'll connect, and they're merchants, and they do whatever they're doing. Their culture can be fleshed out otherwise, but then they come back to this location, and then they unfurl it once a year. And,
I love it.
And they hang out for a week, and then they carry on.
I love it.
And in this particular year, the two cities have decided that they can't really keep waiting for the once a year where they connect their cities for trade, and these ferries are in a fish river, so they start building their own bridge. So now they come back to find that there's a new dinky little normal bridge being built next to where they're trying to make themselves useful, and conflict ensues in some way.
But, sure.
Yeah. So I think there's so many alts on this idea that we cranked out. Do with that what you want, folks.
Have fun.
What were the words?
Zack Snyder will love this.
Zack Snyder will love
this. Yeah, I don't think you forgot as much as you just repressed.
Maybe. I remember
Rebel Moon, though. Which is weird, because you love Zack Snyder.
I actually really love 300. I watched that movie so much back in the day.
Because this idea is inspired by that. Cool, we're just going to take that energy and run with it.
I've been to Thermopylae, and I have a little piece of the wall of Thermopylae.
Perfect. We're going to keep going with this because it's all related. So you remember that scene in 300 when they rebuild the Phocian wall using the corpses of the slaughtered Persian soldiers? Yeah, it's that, but a bridge.
Oh.
It is just a bridge that is very deliberately made out of the dead soldiers that fought in a war between these two countries. Ironically, as a monument to peace, though, because it is a constant reminder of all of the bodies and all of the physical toll that war between these two countries cost.
Shout out to old Ethan, who did once also pitch a very similar idea, but it was a mountain. It was a mountain of bodies.
It was a mountain of robots.
Oh,
dead androids.
Okay, well, that was just dead people.
Yes.
I'm just shouting that one, that idea. I like this idea.
Variations on it.
I think this one's better than that one.
Yeah.
I struggled
with that one. This one is easier to sort of grasp around.
Yeah, and I think it's...
Sort of also inspired by the Great Wall of China, which I think also there are sections of it that didn't they have...
I don't know.
I think parts of the Great Wall of China did have like bodies built into it at one point.
Well,
either Chinese of enemies or their workers or the workers' bodies. I can't remember.
I'm really singing Bodies by Drowning Pool in my head this entire time now.
Have you seen Bodies, Bodies, Bodies? It's a great movie. You should watch it.
I never heard of it, I don't think.
It's a good movie. Okay. You should watch it.
But
it's a lot of fun. Very self-aware Gen Z humor.
Okay. So back to the idea. I think... So they're still at war.
No, the war is over.
Yes. So the war is over. It's a monument to peace, as you said. Here's a potential potential other idea.
Yeah, that idea is set. That's done. Yep.
What if you have a conquering empire who is taking bodies from their enemies that they kill and using those bodies to build infrastructure?
I love that idea.
To assist them in...
Great.
Well, I'm not done with the idea yet.
Yeah, but even that part of what you said, I love.
Okay, got it.
It's a great, great idea.
They're building infrastructure in the country they're conquering with the dead bodies of the people that they're killing.
Oh, I love it more.
And then, so they are the dead are facilitating the conquest of their homeland.
I love it more.
Which is incredibly sadistic and fucked up.
Yeah.
As often conquering empires are. It's got... You know, it's very like, you know, Roman engineering vibe, except for what the Roman engineers didn't use Roman concrete. They used dead bodies.
It's very much the orc captain in Return of the King using the heads of the Gondorian soldiers as ballistas.
Yeah.
In the catapults.
That sentence didn't make any sense. A ballistae are being used by the men of Gondor. They were using... the heads as just like ammo for the catapults.
How is that any different from what I said?
But they weren't even catapults. They were trebuchets. So
the line in the movie, the orc captain says, catapults?
Okay, well, maybe they're using catapults in that one. Oh, no, they were. Yeah, right, because the Gondor used trebuchets. Correct, I apologize, but the Ballista was incorrect.
Ballista. That was incorrect. I'm going to murder.
I don't think you're going to do that. I think you're going to... You confessed your love to me last episode. Deep breaths. I don't think you want to kill me.
Love and hate are real close to each other on the emotional spectrum. We discussed this.
True. If only you could use either of them to cast some high powerful magic right now.
Wouldn't that be great?
That
okay, I'm calm now.
It's got real vibes of that guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the orc that's designed to look like Harvey Weinstein. That fucker.
Oh, you got it. I forgot about that. Yeah. He's such a good little villain in that.
I love him.
In that battle. But yeah, it's got...
When the Gondorians fling a rock right at him and he just steps one foot to the left.
Yeah, and then just spits on it.
Great moment.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Great moment. Love that dude.
And then whenever they're charging and he's like getting all nervous and freaking out and you're like, yeah, well, what happened? Staden was just, he's coming for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh god, that speech
so good.
I need to watch that.
Yeah,
again.
But yeah, so that there are lots of different ways you could do it. It could be a monument to war too, in the same, hey, yeah, you can cross the bridge into my country, but here's, I've killed enough enemies to fill this river and this chasm with them and make a bridge out of them, so just be fucking aware of who you're dealing with.
Yeah, I guess a point I want to make that is logistically relevant is that the bodies will decay so that it'll be structurally unsound.
I'm hand waving that. They've got some mineral they coated the bodies in. Yeah. The mortar protects them from
doing
it. Or
you just, you wait till they're bones.
That too, that's
or
fine.
Or you just accept the fact that you don't, like, you put the regular bodies, you wait, and then eventually you put like a final touch on top of it whenever it is decayed.
Sure.
Now it's bones. Now it's settled. Now we will put whatever.
I don't care.
I care.
That's fine.
Listeners care. Don't you? I looked at my microphone.
You looked at the fucking microphone. Are you all right, man?
I was like, you guys are my microphone, right? You listeners, okay? You're the microphone.
Are you okay, bro?
No.
I'm all out of sorts. Okay, we're gonna wrap this one up.
All right, so let's move on to our
secondary ideas, aka frozen lasagnas. What other gems did you come up with while preparing for this
gems
episode?
Is an overstatement. I did my only frozen lasagna was basically I liked the idea that a bridge was not above the water, not below the water, but at the exact level of the water, and it was like you could just walk on the water essentially, and then you could also take a
sandbar.
But like where boats could go, could like kind of just, you know, glide over it.
Yeah.
And then people could just walk on it. A horse could walk across it. And it's just that. So it's like it's a bridge you don't even really see.
That's cool.
That's it.
Cool.
What do you got?
I got a couple. Two giant dogs playing tug of war with the material that forms the bridge. You've got a giant rotating, you know, those giant rotating swing things that they have at carnivals?
What?
Never mind. Empty reference. Our listeners are smarter than you. They'll know what it means. My favorite two out of this, though, are one, the bridge is the skeleton of a giant dragon or sea serpent. I'm going sea serpent, and it's a sea serpent that got stuck there when the sea level fell. And during an ancient time, so it's just an ancient skeleton of like a giant eel that you just walk across, and that's your bridge.
Oh, so the body of an ancient being, and
pretty much
on brand.
And then the last one though is a bridge that is literally a giant statue of a person that was the diplomat that fostered the connection between the two nations on either side of the bridge. So it's just a giant sculpted person, sort of like arms up, holding up a bridge.
Yeah, very Golden Bridge in Vietnam vibe, except for what if it was based on a specific individual?
Yeah, half Golden Bridge, half Argonath.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
That's what I got. What's up for you?
I think it's building infrastructure with the dead bodies of the people that you're conquering.
Yeah, that was me too. That was really good. That was really good, Kyle.
You said that really... Are you having like... heartburn?
No, I'm good. I'm great, man. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think there's not really like anything wrong with any version of a bridge. I think the
I don't know what that means.
Every bridge deserves.
I honestly,
every bridge is special.
I don't remember what I just said.
Every
what
did bridge I just, is unique.
I like blacked out. I just kind of said a thing.
You said there's nothing wrong with any version of a bridge.
Oh, okay, I mean that's true. Yeah, I think bridges are fun. I think
they're fucking great.
I think whatever flavor you add to it will be interesting. I think from a
I just came up with another one. It's not even a bridge. It's just a giant slingshot.
Then it's not a bridge. It's a port at that point. Fuck it. We just play with definitions all over the place.
It's my sweet spot, man.
It's ports. But I think the dead body bridges, infrastructure, whatever, just says more about the people that, you know, the nation behind that. Yeah. And I think that makes it really interesting. I think the other bridges are fun and interesting, but it's the evocative nature of this empire who is slaughtering on that scale and has the audacity to use the dead in that way is like, that's an idea worth discovering further, but yeah. That's not the topic of the episode. Nope. So we're not
going
to do that.
Leave it at the bridge.
Yeah. And that's kind of cool.
And deal with it, suckers.
What's clutch for you?
That.
All right.
Yeah. It's you're killing so much that
thank you.
I know you're crushing. You're not that you have bodies, sufficient dead bodies to spare and turn into building materials.
Yeah.
Love it.
And this is great. Where you really start to sing Bodies by Drowning Pool. It's really.
Or go watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what stuck for us.
Let us know what stuck for you.
Emails in the show notes.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.